Welcome to another exciting episode of the Podcast Empire. Today we have an unstoppable guest joining us, an author who has unlocked the secrets to leaving an incredible legacy through overcoming adversity. Her remarkable insights and experiences have touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to rise above their challenges and make their mark on the world. Donna Bidlack is one of our unstoppable guests. So get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we delve into the wisdom and the resilience of our unstoppable guest. She is one of 25 authors behind the Unstoppable book series produced by Elsa Morgan. Number one series was an Amazon number one bestseller. So sit back, relax, and be prepared to be inspired with Donna Bidlack as we explore the power of perseverance and the legacy we can all create. Let's begin this unstoppable conversation. Welcome, Donna, to the Podcast Empire.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we are absolutely honored to have you. Now, I'm really intrigued because this Unstoppable book series about overcoming adversity, about leaving a legacy, what inspired you to write a chapter about overcoming adversity and leaving a legacy?
Well, it was a unique opportunity, and I'm very thankful to Elsa for this. But for as long as I can remember, I thought I was so weird and just wired completely differently from everybody else. And as I started to address my fears and anxieties as an adult, I also noticed how much fear exists in others and dictates absolutely everything we do. So I have to wonder how many of us are walking around with that inner monologue that says that we don't fit in, or that we're totally alone. And with depression and anxiety disorders being at the top of the list of mental health issues, it's really important for people to know that they are not broken and that they are not alone on this. So also as a woman of faith, it was monumental for me to share how much God has impacted my walk on this journey and my evolution, and whatever higher power that you believe in. I think pouring into it is the key to believing yourself and validating yourself. So I just really wanted to inspire people to break those negative habits and thought patterns that keep them stuck.
Yeah. We don't want to be stuck. We want to be inspired. We want to move forward. It's okay to have our down days, but I love how you wrapped that up in a nice little box with a bow on top of it then, Donna, because we all have to step into the best versions of ourselves and get up and keep moving. Absolutely. Now, what does unstoppable personally mean to you, and what is the title of your chapter?
I actually, at the time that I submitted my chapter, didn't have a title. So, but I would say that unstoppable to me means evolution. And I know that sounds funny. I had to really think about it. It means that no matter what age or stage of life, one of my favorite things to say is that I am ever evolving. I never assume that I know it all or that I have finished my journey. And so many people are convinced they're stuck, as I said, that however, wherever they are, both literally and figuratively. And while I'm a huge fan of the concept of being content with where you're at, and I think we should be to some degree, I think we use it as an excuse to keep from moving forward. I truly believe that if we're not evolving, we're stagnating, and that as long as we can recognize the ability to learn and grow, that's what truly makes us unstoppable.
Absolutely. You know, things don't change if things don't change. We have to definitely step into that evolution. And that is just such a powerful and profound word as well. You know, we evolve, we grow, we learn, we change, we have different perspectives, especially as we get older. We've got those lived experiences as well, especially as women. So really embracing that evolution are just definitely words of wisdom you just shared there, Donna. But can you give us maybe a sneak peek, some strategies or techniques that you maybe mentioned in your chapter without giving away too much, because we want to read your chapter that you discuss in the book about overcoming adversity to leave a legacy?
I think that the biggest thing for me was gratitude, actually. I spent so much time buried in everything that had happened, everything that might happen if, and literally dissecting it all down to a gnat's behind, that I just couldn't find any gratitude in the good things that were happening all around me all of the time. So one of the things that I push when I'm discussing wellness is finding gratitude in some small portion of every day. Look for the silver linings, even in the most serious of situations, and find unusual things to be grateful for. It's easy for us all to be grateful for family and friends and loved ones, but there are tiny little miracles in every single day that you can find to be grateful for, even in ugly situations. They're always there. And the more you can recognize them, the more it can change your view of any life event.
I absolutely love that. And it's so funny you say find, you know, the little things, because we can all be grateful. I found this bunch of birds' feathers in my driveway, and they're all these beautiful colors, greens and blues. And I don't know what bird they were from, but I thought, isn't that amazing? And you just take that moment and you have that awareness and you're just grateful that, you know, beauty like that exists. So I'm so glad that you shared that, because we do have to look for those moments and just take gratitude in all the unusual stuff as well, or the things that, you know, aren't as big as what we think it is, you know, just really having a look at those small things. Thank you so much, Donna, for sharing that. It's a great reminder for anyone feeling stuck, anyone not moving forward, anyone, you know, wanting a different perspective. Definitely words of advice there. Now, you're an entrepreneur on fire as well. Like, you are helping so many people change their lives, and being authentic and showing up consistently. What would be maybe three tips to anyone thinking about starting a business as well?
Well, you said the key word, and it's a word that Elsa, who is a fantastic mentor, uses all the time, and that's consistency. You have to show up even when you don't want to. It's extremely important. For number two, for me, would be to never stop learning. That is the crux of self-evolution. And it's extremely important to business or personal evolution. So never stop learning. Never start assuming that you know everything. And take care of yourself. There's a reason that the airlines tell you to put your own oxygen mask on before you can help anybody else. You cannot help others if you cannot breathe yourself. So you need to make sure you take care of yourself. Also, that bleeds over into everything, business, personal, all of it.
Oh, absolutely. We can't pour from an empty cup. And, you know, self-love and self-care is not selfish. And I'm a huge advocate for that. And it's a great reminder, because women, we're spinning plates in the air, we're changing our mum hats for our, you know, business hats and our wife hats and our daughter hats and things like that. So it's just such a great reminder that if we can't care for ourselves, and a great analogy, you know, the oxygen mask in the airline, put that on before we can help others, 100%. What kind of message, Donna, would you like to leave the audience on today in all your wisdom, all your entrepreneurial wisdom?
Sometimes the biggest leaps of faith are just tiny little steps. And that goes back to that consistency, the little teeny tiny things that you do every day. Those little tiny steps are what eventually get you where you're going. You just might not always see it while you're taking them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You are full of wisdom. I can't wait to read your chapter and all of the other unstoppable authors within this book series, because thank you so much for such an incredible, insightful episode. And we hope that you found our conversation with this inspiring, unstoppable author with the Unstoppable Book Series as captivating as what I did. I've got to read more. I've got to follow you more, Donna. I want to know more. And if you're ready to embark on your own journey of resilience and leaving a lasting legacy, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more empowering content. And while you're at it, we'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave a message for Donna and share your thoughts on today's episode as well. And to dive even deeper into the world of the Unstoppable book series, be sure to grab your very own copy and immerse yourself in the stories that will ignite your determination to push you beyond your limits, just like Donna does, showing up even when you don't want to, that consistency. Connect with our extraordinary guest on the links below and stay updated on her latest insights and the latest of Donna's projects. Remember, it's never too late to start creating your own unstoppable legacy. Thank you once again for joining us, Donna, and we can't wait to have you back on another unstoppable episode. We'll see you in the pod. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Tracy.